My subject is preparing witnesses for depositions, and like the other really wonderful speakers you have here, I know many of them, it's just a great lineup. I will underscore that in my judgment, there's nothing more important. There is nothing more important than winning a lawsuit than preparing witnesses for depositions. So why is that? Well, for starters, I have a powerful bias, and I think most trial lawyers do, is that witnesses win cases. When you ask an old dog, salty dog trial lawyer, you say, well, why'd you win the case? I had a great witness. And the first question they'll ask you when you come in, they say, well, do we have good witnesses? And so to have good witnesses means you have to prepare them. You got to prepare them impeccably. Now, I will say, I think the system, to some extent, is sort of conspires against a really strong witness performance, and you have to overcome that in your preparation. I mean, if you think about it, at trial, for example, judges sit on high, witnesses sit below. Even the most self-confident CEO type, well, they're very uncomfortable with with the legal process. It's a black box to them. I'll tell you a quick story. When I took a little interregnum as a general counsel for 4 or 5 years, I had a great CEO. And the CEO seemed to always, I mean, the people who ran the retail company or the power company or the wires company, he didn't pay much attention. I mean, he wasn't in their business, but he was always coming around to me and cross-examining me about, well, what about this and what about that and what are all these things? And after a while, I said, John, I don't understand it. Do you not trust me? I mean, you're not bugging everybody else about their business, but you're all over me. He goes, no, the difference is I know what they do.